Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one with a raspy voice today. Thank you for putting up with my sound. Doesn't hurt. Don't worry about that. Just me showing up for work just like you do. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you'll check those out. Lee Branham is our guest. Lee's a longtime Brain Trust member, founder and principal of Keeping the People, Inc. Put a .com on the end of Keeping the People, and you'll find him online. His book's there, including The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Lee, we're talking about performance reviews. You gave us a great report last time about, I really like the way you talked about the frequency part, the way to do it. It's more logical. It's more, effective and more reasonable to give people feedback more often, especially for a small business. I really think that's important. What else do we need to know about performance reviews and feedback?
Well, I would emphasize that it's really important not to discuss performance improvement and salary at the same time.
Wow, that's interesting. Say that again.
Yeah, don't discuss pay and performance and give the performance review at the same time. The performance review should be about coaching and performance improvement. And if the employee thinks that the primary reason for the discussion is to determine salary increase or pay increase, then that's all they hear. It goes in one ear. The performance goes in one ear and out the other.
That's a classic mistake people have been making for 100 years, isn't it?
Exactly. And, it's not as if performance and pay are not related. They are, obviously, or they should be. Pay performance is an ideal that every company should strive for. But the problem is that the pool of money sometimes to give a pay increase is so small as to be almost meaningless. And sometimes it's a demotivator when the pay increase is that small and the performance has been really good throughout the year. So we recommend you have the pay discussion as far away from the performance review as possible. Some companies do it on the employee's anniversary date with the company, one of the main reasons employees leave in January is because they just got their pay increase and it was not what they expected.
Right.
And so you have a lot of turnover in January as a result of that.
I got a funny story. When I was a long, 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 long time ago, many decades ago, I was just a pup working for Sears, and a man that I knew was a manager, a lot older than me, went in for his performance review, and Sears didn't like for you to talk about what you made. They didn't want you to share that with anybody else. He got a $10 a week raise, and the boss said, now don't tell this to anybody. Don't tell anybody you got a $10 a week raise. That wasn't a lot of money even back then, right? My friend said, don't worry, sir, I'm just as ashamed of it as you are.
That's funny. Yeah, well, that's not unusual. You know, that happens quite a bit. We do recommend that it stay focused on the performance. In other words, what's expected of me in terms of results? And this is another mistake companies make, is that they don't focus on results. And here's what we expect you to do, and it's measurable, or as measurable as it can possibly be. And so these are the goals that I have for you. And I usually recommend we do it by quarter, because things change so fast that the goals that you set in January are not going to be the same goals that you have in December. And so new goals, all the goals that you set based on very measurable aspects of what kind of value the employee needs to be creating. That is really what it comes down to.
Well, another mistake I see people making is combining the end of the year bonus, the end of the year evaluation, the end of the year Christmas holiday present. They throw it all into one meeting. That's a big mistake, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the big reasons it's a big mistake is that managers are just burdened by this at the end of the year. And they all the hours that go into creating, writing performance reviews, that's one of the main reasons a lot of companies have done away with performance reviews, mm-hmm. is the amount of time that it takes. It's a burden. But the employee should be given the opportunity to create the goals and to write their own reviews and to come into the performance discussion with, here's what I think. I think I did on my goals. Mm-hmm. In other words, you get their perspective first before you give yours. But
don't you need to have trained them along the way? I mean, if you've never asked an employee to do that and you tell them to do that to a meeting like that, if all year long you haven't said, what do you think? How do you think we're doing? How do you think that went? If you haven't ever done that to an employee, it's going to set them off, I think, don't you?
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is part of the new hire orientation.
Yeah.
This is what new employees need to be told. Here's how we work in terms mm-hmm. of performance, mm-hmm. because obviously you have performance expectations the very first week on the job.
Right. Hey, Lee, I need your website again, please.
It's keepingthepeople.com.
Hey, Lee, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I sure will.
We've learned a lot from you. Lee Brannon, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.